And welcome back. We're at halftime for Wayne State basketball. We are pleased to be joined by Dr. Melanie Woods from here at Wayne State. She's the chief nursing officer here on campus. Dr. Woods, first of all, thanks for joining us and taking some time out of your busy schedule. Happy New Year to you. I know it's early, but how's the year been going so far?
It's my pleasure to be here, and Happy New Year to you as well. The year so far, let's see, we're 8 days, a few days in, and it's been going great. But, you know, it's been a little busy here at Campus Health. Little cough and cold. We can tell that people shared some things other than gifts over the holiday season. They shared a little bit of germs too. So we're dealing with that, but it's all good. We're equipped for it.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely that time of year. And that's why you're talking to us today about the thing you want to talk about. But let's get what you do here at Wayne State. What specifically do you do here on campus?
Sure. I am the chief nursing officer for Campus Health Center.
All right. Yes. What does that entail? What do you do on a daily basis?
Sure. Yes. I oversee, Campus Health here. So what we do is we serve the Wayne State community, which includes the students, faculty, and staff. I have a very, very talented staff that works underneath me. And between us all, we make sure that the community has what they need, and we support them being healthy.
Well, that sounds great. And you're here to talk about Warrior Visits here in 2025. So first off, what exactly is a Warrior Visit?
A Warrior Visit is a visit that is no out-of-pocket cost for the student. We do bill their insurance, but if they have a fee such as a copay or a deductible, we waive that cost for them. If the student is uninsured, then the visit is completely covered.
So as we kind of talked about earlier, some kids coming back to campus with some sniffles, with some colds. It's that time of year. It's 23 degrees outside right now as we're taping this interview. But let me kind of go off script for a minute. What is your best advice for students coming back to campus to start the semester about how to stay healthy and kind of stay out of the health center?
My best advice is to keep your hands clean and keep your hands out of your face. That is the best advice. If you have a friend, a classmate, you know, that's coughing, keep that 6 feet that we all learned in COVID. Keep that 6 feet and, you know, cover your mouth. Ask them to please cover your mouth or wear a mask if they're not feeling well.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm 45 years old now, and I go back to when my parents would tell me when I was 3 or 4 years old to wash my hands and keep my hands out of my face, and that goes to everybody, obviously, to stay healthy for sure. How many Warrior Visits do students get per semester?
Sure. Students get 2 Warrior Visits for the fall semester and 2 Warrior Visits in the winter semester.
And what kind of appointments does a Warrior Visit cover?
This covers all appointment types, but again, this covers the time spent with the provider. So if a student is coming in just for vaccines, that wouldn't cover, a Warrior Visit wouldn't apply to that.
Okay.
But otherwise, all visit types. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're good. Yeah, no problem. What is the goal of the Warrior Visits? Why do the Warrior Visits kind of come about, and what's the goal of them?
Sure. The goal of the Warrior Visit is to remove a barrier to healthcare for students on campus. We know that students are now away from home where they're used to their parents making their appointments, handling their insurance issues. A Warrior Visit is something they can come in. They don't have to worry about, do I have insurance or do I have the copay? Because I'm a poor college student now, probably I'm missing my mom's money, my mom and dad's money a little bit. So it's really to take away that barrier to healthcare. And you get to come here. We have a nice, friendly environment, very nurturing here. So we kind of ease you into that grown-up world of healthcare.
Yeah, for sure. And what's your advice for maybe on the male side of things? I remember when I was in college, when I was younger, if I got a little sick, I would be, I'm too macho to go to the health center, or I don't want to go get checked out by the doctor. I can get over it. What would your advice be to the students so they don't get more sick?
Oh, we see that all the time. you know, the best thing is the old adage, it's better to be safe than sorry. Mm-hmm. So if there's something that's alarming you even a little bit, or that you yourself is telling yourself, oh, I can get over this, come on in and let us check you out. It's better to be safe than sorry. I think a lot of times, like you said, people try to talk themselves out of something. Mm-hmm. If you're talking yourself out of something, you probably need to come and see us.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I've learned that over the years. I've become older and wiser in that for sure. How does a student schedule a visit at the Campus Health Center?
We've made it very easy. Students can get online. They can go to our website. They can call the clinic. Or if they have our portal already, they can get right onto their patient portal and schedule an appointment. So our website is health.wayne.edu. They can call the clinic 313-577-5041. Or again, if they already have the portal, they can jump right on their portal and schedule an appointment with us.
Yeah, and I know a lot of students know where the Campus Health Center is, but if they're a new student on campus to start the semester, where are you all located?
We are located at 5285 Anthony Wayne Drive. And I always tell people we're right on the corner of Kirby and Anthony Wayne. If they can find Warriors Pharmacy, if they can find Insomnia Cookies, they can find us. We're right on the corner. A lot of them can find Insomnia Cookies.
That's a good place to be. And yeah. Do you always need an appointment to come to the health center, or can you just walk in?
You can walk in. We have available walk-in appointments daily, and we have same-day appointments available daily.
Yeah, it says you're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5:30. I always ask my interviewees this question before we let you go. What's your favorite thing about working at Wayne State? What's the favorite thing about being in Midtown Detroit?
My favorite thing is supporting the Wayne State community. It is such a joy to watch people evolve into adulthood. And of course, we have patients that are our students that are already, you know, well into adulthood. So it's even seeing them evolve into taking care of themselves, but seeing someone really grow into being empowered, you know, to take care of themselves, that is really a joy.
Oh, absolutely. That's a great answer. One last time before we let you go, if a student is looking for more information about these warrior visits, where do they go?
They can go to health.wayne.edu, or they can call our clinic 313-577-5041. And one thing I wanted to mention, we also have telehealth appointments available as well. Yes.
Yeah, thanks for putting that in there. I forgot to ask you about that. Hey, Dr. Woods, hey, thanks for joining us, taking some time out of your schedule. Let's stay healthy this winter and go Warriors, all right?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Go Warriors.
Yeah, thanks. That's Dr. Woods, Chief Nursing Officer here at Wayne State University. We're at halftime. Stay tuned. Second half coming up after this. You're listening to Warriors Basketball.